It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Some undocumented immigrants who are Muslim are being offered deals by the FBI. They're allowed to remain in the country only if they become spies. WNYC's Arun Venugopal has the story of one man who faced that choice.
There are certain things we can't tell you about the subject of this story, like his real name. So we'll just call him Bilal. Bilal is from Uzbekistan. He came to this country in 2012 and overstayed his tourist visa. He started working, first at a Russian newspaper, then at a barbecue joint in Brooklyn. One night, at around 3 a.m., there was a knock on the door.
There were ICE agents and FBI and police. There was an ambulance as well. There were about 25 people in all.
They asked the relatives he was staying with for his passport and handcuffed him. He was taken in and questioned by five FBI agents, including a woman from Ukraine and a man from Dagestan. He said they were pleasant enough, but asked him all sorts of questions about his faith. Was he Sunni or Shia? Did he think terrorism was ever justified? They showed him pictures of people and asked if he knew them. And then
they asked me to spy and help catch criminals. I told them I was never in any kind of criminal organization, and I never would be.
Reluctantly, he agreed to be an FBI informant. In return, he was allowed to legally live and work in the United States. He showed me the letter. It was on Immigration and Customs Enforcement letterhead. It says he could remain in the United States until the government determined, quote, the need for this type of action is no longer warranted. It stressed that he'd need to periodically report to a case agent or officer. And so he did. But he was ambivalent from the beginning.
He showed me pictures, and in those pictures there was someone I knew, who I used to live with. I also knew that person wasn't a bad person and that he wasn't a terrorist.
This was in 2017, and around the same time, a man drove a truck down a bike path in Lower Manhattan and killed eight people. The suspect in that case is also from Uzbekistan. Still, from Bilal's perspective, he was being asked to go on an endless fishing expedition, randomly chatting up members of the Uzbek community at various mosques, asking for their stance on certain hot-button political issues, like, say, Syria, and reporting back to his FBI handlers. This type of arrangement has been common since 9/11.
It's something that the FBI has done for many, many years.
Faiza Patel is a national security expert with the Brennan Center for Justice at NYU Law School. And she says this type of phishing is problematic.
And that creates a lot of distrust in particularly Muslim communities vis-a-vis the FBI. It creates distrust amongst community members because people are always looking at the guy next to them and saying, oh, is he an informant?
As time wore on, Bilal says he became more and more unhappy about working for the FBI. Occasionally, his handlers raised suspicions that he wasn't doing his best. A few months ago, an acquaintance put him in touch with attorneys at the CUNY School of Law. Ramzi Qasim is a professor there and directs the CLEAR project, short for Creating Law Enforcement Accountability and Responsibility. He says that when they first met, Bilal was going through a spiritual crisis.
It used to feel good to go to the mosque, to be with his community, to worship together. And doing what he's been doing for the FBI has turned what used to be a very positive and affirming feeling for him, something that was really central to his spiritual and social life, into something that he'd rather avoid doing, and that he did with a heavy conscience.
The CLEAR legal team had represented others in similar situations. Qasim said normally the FBI relies on two elements in dealing with its informants, secrecy and fear.
And so we started to think that the antidotes, naturally, and that our strategy to counter secrecy and fear should be sunlight, public scrutiny, and community organizing.
And so they prepared for Bilal's next check-in, what they hoped would be his last. He was told to meet on a street in Chelsea. Normally he'd show up alone, but this time he was accompanied by his legal team as well as several sympathetic immigrant rights activists. Before the agents showed up, his attorney, Ramzi Qasim, held Bilal's phone in his hands and drafted a text on his behalf as I watched.
All right, so I'm about to send this text message that says, I'm here with my attorneys on the northwest corner, just to let them know that he's not alone.
And why?
Because we're dealing with armed FBI agents and we don't want there to be any surprises.
His client, meanwhile, is taking it all in. He's decided to break up with the FBI right here in plain sight in the middle of Manhattan. and I ask him through an Uzbek interpreter what he thinks of his FBI contacts.
I feel bad when I talk to them, because whenever they can, they take my words and twist them, attribute a different meaning than the one I intended.
Before long, a vehicle with dark tinted windows drives past. This gets Bilal's attention, but the car doesn't stop.
Hello?
A few minutes later, the FBI and Bilal's team are on the phone with one another.
Well, he has retained us as his counsel, and our understanding is that you are with the FBI and you're interested in working with him. Is that correct?
The woman on the other end is polite and vague. She doesn't confirm or deny that she's with the FBI. She simply says Bilal has been voluntarily providing information on his own accord.
Mr. is not going to be working with you all anymore. And if you have any questions or concerns about that, please contact us.
He went on.
He's no longer going to be working for you in the capacity that he was. That if you have any questions or concerns about that, you should contact us.
Bilal says he feels a little better. As for where things will go from here, he says that's in God's hands. Among the crowd of supporters, there's a kind of excitement.
They don't come back. They have no interest in... To them, like, your cover is blown.
Bilal heads back to the barbecue joint where he works. Several days later, he receives a text message. It's the FBI telling him to show up in the lobby of 26 Federal Plaza in Lower Manhattan. This is where the FBI offices are. It's also where ICE is located. Qasem, the attorney, says he isn't worried.
And really what they're doing there is they're just rolling the dice. They're just seeing if he'll go along with it.
Bilal and his attorneys end up skipping the appointment. In the 2 weeks since then, they haven't heard anything else. Still, it seems unlikely that the FBI is simply going to disappear. And for Bilal and his team, that could be a big problem. If he is deported, he might be outed as someone who once spied on Muslims for the FBI. And in heavily Muslim Uzbekistan, that could lead to retaliation. Arun Venugopal, WNYC News.